Hi, and welcome back to Sunday Morning. I'm Nathan Scott. Thank you so much for tuning in the studio with me now, in honor of the warmer weather that we've finally been getting with some consistency, is a gentleman to talk to us a little bit about issues involving bicyclists in the state of Maryland, some advocacy that's going on, some safety issues, as well as one or two cool events that are coming up. It's Joshua Feldmark, the Executive Director of Bike Maryland. Josh, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So the first question for anyone who may not have heard of the organization before, the title Bike Maryland is somewhat self-explanatory, but can you tell me a little bit about what it is specifically that the organization does?
Absolutely. So as you say, it's we like to put what we do in our name, but we're, you know, our job is to really promote bicycling and increase safety, improve conditions for cyclists across the state of Maryland. Mm-hmm. We essentially think of ourselves like an association. Like if you have a professional association or even like a union, it's just, this isn't necessarily, is obviously not folks' jobs, but it's our job to represent you and to help you develop yourself as a cyclist.
And, you know, Maryland in particular is a very geographically diverse state. It's been called America in miniature at least several times. And so you have a lot of different types of terrain that bicyclists could be using at any given time, which means you have a lot of different sorts of bicyclists within the state of Maryland. Do you focus on any sort of cycling in particular, or does it kind of cover all the bases?
No, I mean, it's actually become really important to us that we cover all of the bases, that we represent cyclists, you know, the family that's in the suburbs, that's riding to the parks for recreation, the trail riders, the folks who use it as the form of their transportation, to the road warriors, just we have folks from the Eastern Shore to Cumberland, from Harford County down to Southern Maryland, in every city and suburb in between. So it's really, in fact, critical to us that we represent every form of cyclist from every corner of Maryland.
And this is something as well where, whether you're a cyclist or not, being aware of the fact that there are all these different types of cyclists is something that allows you to navigate your own life that much more, with that much more safety. Whether you're a pedestrian who's encountering bicyclists or a motorist who's encountering them, this is another form of transportation that is a lot healthier, a lot, better for your body and mind. And it's important not just for their safety, but for yours, to be aware of where they should be, where they shouldn't be, and what laws are in place to protect them. One of the things that you do, which we've sort of mentioned in the opening, is bike advocacy, specifically going out and representing bicyclists and their interests in the state's capital. Can you tell me a little bit about what bike advocacy looks like on a practical level?
Sure. Before I even sort of get into that, one point that I wanted to sort of expand on is, what we've really started doing is, we're not just in the end representing cyclists. We're really talking about what we would sort of refer to technically as intermodal transportation.
Okay.
And so we're talking about people who are on, on feet and even sometimes transit. And,
right.
So that includes joggers and walkers and hikers. And that we've really sort of emerged as advocates for all folks who, for those times when they are not in cars.
Okay. And and that class of transportation was referred to as what again?
Intermodal transportation. It's it means whatever we want it to mean. It's like any one of a number of buzzwords, but that's how we sort of define so most of our work is really sort of in the legislature, but really what it's meant is being there sort of on the ground floor with the executive branch, with the Department of Transportation, and their various advisory committees, and when they're doing their plans, and helping them, sort of make sure that it's appropriately integrated into these networks, to work with the Department of Natural Resources,
right,
with their building up their trail network. It's just sort of, again, being the voice in the room that helps get the folks that we represent, that them access and get them infrastructure where they can be safe.
Right. So What are the differences between working with the executive branch on these sorts of issues mm-hmm. and the legislative branch? Are there two different methods of government, one writing the laws and one enforcing them and, right. and putting them into practice? What does that look like from your side?
Well, so, you know, it's really sort of the difference between when we want to try and set some sort of overarching goal in policy, mm-hmm. and in that case, then we're working with the legislature, and then when we're trying to just do implementation, we're actually looking at stuff getting built. Mm-hmm. That's when we're working with the executive branch, and some of that ends up being sort of politics, who we have better access to and who we can work with stronger. But mostly, it's just. We try and set the guideposts with the legislature, and then we reach those guideposts with the executive branch.
What are some of the challenges that you've run into along the way, or what are some of the challenges that you're likely to run into, maybe misconceptions that people may have about bicyclists?
Yeah, so, I mean, the biggest misconception, I think, and it's not even a misconception, I think the biggest challenge that we face is that the entirety of our transportation network is set up for cars. Mm-hmm. I drove here today. Like, you know, like literally what I do for a living. and I spend way more time in my car than I do on my bike. But sort of an understanding that that we can't continue to build our way out of this problem, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone agrees traffic is terrible. Nobody likes traffic.
Report on it every day. It is, in fact, terrible.
Exactly. It's right. It's literally what you do for a living. to help people sort of understand that a much more, for lack of a better word, holistic approach to our transportation network is the long-term way that we get out of this problem.
Right.
So that's the biggest challenge. And so as it relates to cycling specifically, I think we sometimes, because it is also what you rode as a kid for fun and what you may ride now for fun, that it is also a viable transportation opportunity.
Right.
And that if we can make it safe and accessible, we can actually ride our bikes to work and to the grocery store and to, you know, into school and all of those different places.
Right.
And that sort of biggest piece is that even if you never get on your bike, if I'm on my bike to get to where I need to go, that means I'm not in my car. That means I'm out of your way.
Right.
And so that even if you hate bicycles, we're still sort of helping the overall problem.
So before we get into some of the specific legislation that you've pushed for, especially considering the fact that the legislative session finished up just over a month ago, I always like to find out how people get into the line of work that they find themselves, especially with things like this, where, you know, I've said it multiple times in multiple programs, nonprofits are not generally work you get into for the money.
Right.
So can you tell me a little bit about how you came to Bike Maryland and why bicycling in particular?
Sure. So I a little bit sort of backed into bicycling specifically. I am not a very avid cyclist. The folks who are on my board, the folks who are activists, who are all almost to the letter much more capable on a bike than I am. but I have a couple things in my background. I was the leader of an environmental nonprofit in D.C., so I was doing advocacy and sort of, you know, fighting for a better world.
Right.
And then I went from there to become the sustainability director in Howard County government. And so looking at holistically about how we sort of branch across these sort of government silos to really make systematic improvements. So I was sort of in kind of looking at those issues broadly. I kind of came into transportation and sort of thinking about it, and then kind of this opportunity that sort of put all of those pieces together, looking at transportation planning holistically and being an activist and an advocate And so that's where I am. And I've been here for a little over 2 years and just, you know, fighting the good fight.
And that is an important perspective to bring to this as well, being that, you know, the bicycling advocacy is not just about the safety components, but also about the environmental, you know, betterment components. The fact that, you know, as many bicyclists as there are making their regular commute to and from work on a bicycle and not in a car, you're reducing those emissions, you're creating a greener world and one that'll be healthier and one that'll last longer. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the legislation that's been pushed to help bring that about. If you're just tuning in, my name is Nathan Scott. You're listening to Sunday Morning, and I'm speaking with Joshua Feldmark from Bike Maryland. He's the executive director. It's an organization that's all about advocacy for bicycling-related issues, whether that's safety, environmental consciousness, or just awareness of the fact that this is a very viable means of transportation as well as recreation. So the first thing I'd like to ask about some of the priorities that you have is Bikeways funding. What is that and why do you need it?
Sure. That's a good question. So there's a program in state government called the it's called the Maryland Bikeways Program, and it is this it's a relatively small program. It's been funded at about $2 million for the last several years, sort of steady at $2 million. And what it is it's a grant program to counties and municipalities for biking infrastructure. It can go to pathway building. It can go to you know, bike lanes. It can go to a bike share program. It's just sort of a broad-based cycling infrastructure. But it's become this really important linchpin for programs across the state. And so what happens is you get, in order to access it, you need to bring in some level of local funding. And then that local funding with the state funding has been a way to get access to tenfold money from federal grants and that sort of thing.
So we
took a look and saw that under that $2 million level, that it would take us 369 years, I believe was the number, to fully build all of the projects that were in the pipeline. That seemed like a little long. Sort of even worse than that, that by 2023 in the proposed budgeting sequence, 2023, the state was going to zero out the program altogether. So what happens is we proposed in the legislature with a couple of our key champions, in this case from Baltimore City Delegate Brooke Learman and from Prince George's Anne Arundel County Senator Jim Rosapep. They proposed roughly doubling that money, so up to $3.8 million. And so after, you know, a legislative process that is, you know, if you ever paid attention to Annapolis, it's 90 days of chaos, controlled chaos maybe. So we literally an hour and a half before the very end of session, we got that bill totally passed through. And so now set as a floor forever is $3.8 million to fund that, which will do amazing things to help get us bicycle infrastructure.
Absolutely. And at least cut down that number of years from 369 to more like 185.
That's right.
Progress is progress.
Right.
And
that's
obviously
right.
There's more that can be made. That's one of the reasons why we're talking today. Though I'd like to turn to Complete Streets. Can you tell me a little bit about that initiative and what that entails?
Yeah, absolutely. So Complete Streets is really, just to sort of grasp it conceptually, it's this idea that a road system needs to be able to get everybody, no matter your transportation, from point A to point B. And so if you think about it as an individual street, that could be, you know, it could be standard traffic lanes with maybe a transit lane in the middle, a protected bike lane, and then sidewalks with sidewalk cafes and you know, and sort of that way. So whether you're on foot, you're on two wheels or four wheels, or on rail, that you can use this transportation system to get where you need to go.
Right.
And so last year we passed a bill that required almost all of the transportation agencies to adopt a complete streets policy, which mm-hmm. just says that as they're going forward with their construction projects, with their planning projects, with their resurfacing projects, they need to contemplate and work in how they are going to consider these complete streets. The important thing there is to know that this doesn't necessarily mean that every street needs to have access for every type of transportation. Nobody wants a sidewalk on 95.
Right.
And I've even seen, you know, where people think this means and you end up with like bike lanes, what we call sharrows, which is to say mm-hmm. bike can use the lane. There's these arrows with a picture of a bike, and it's a road that travels at, 40 miles an hour, and they say bike can use the lane, and you're like, well, if you're crazy,
right. My legs will pedal that fast.
Right, exactly. Like, I'm not going to get people that angry at me. Complete streets policy requires the state agencies to incorporate these policies so they consider that.
Mm-hmm.
What we did this year, supported by Delegate Lord Charkoudian from Montgomery County and Senator Cory McCray from Baltimore City, was to require that these existing now policies on complete streets include access to healthy food. And so what it says is that really when you're writing these policies, you need to understand that these roads are supposed to help people get to where they need to go. And so if you build a big, beautiful, complete street that doesn't get you anywhere, then you're not meeting the spirit of this policy.
Right.
And to sort of understand that these streets probably need to go and need to be focused in neighborhoods that do not have easy access to where they need to go. And so... so we need to start building them not for recreational purposes, but for utilitarian purposes. So that passed through.
All right. And, there are several other projects that Bike Maryland has worked on. Vision Zero, Vulnerable Road User Law, Safe Pass Law. If you'd like to find out about any of those, their website is bikemaryland.org. You can get updates on what has already been completed and other projects that are in the works. Are there any city or county initiatives in the area that are worth talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two sort of funding projects that are exceptional that deserve sort of mentioning. One right here in Baltimore County, County Executive Johnny Olszewski has proposed putting in $1 million into their bike infrastructure fund. And so that's, as I was talking about earlier, with the state bikeways funding, in order for them to get access to it, they need to put in funding.
Right.
And so that proposal for that $1 million. And then in Howard County, County Executive Calvin Ball has proposed $2.2 million into what they're calling their County Bikeways Program.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a lot of work in building out what a network would look like to make it a strong bicycle transportation network. He's proposed more money for that than we've ever seen. And so those are two great ideas. There's a lot of local jurisdictions that have either adopted, Baltimore City has adopted a complete streets policy.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some ups and downs on the implementation of that, which I won't get too far into. When you have our very good friends and allies, Bike More, come in, they can walk through all of that. But Baltimore City has been doing a lot of great work in terms of the policy implementation.
Bike More is one organization that you work with. Are there any other organizations that you work with to kind of help ease the load for a small organization that's tackling such big issues?
Yeah. Uh, so You know, we talked a little bit at the beginning about how, you know, this really is, transportation is such a broad issue and covers a lot of ground. And so our partners sort of represent that. And so you've got the clear bicycle folks like Bike More and the Washington Area Bicyclists Association, the bike advocates of Annapolis and Anne Arundel, Bike Hartford, Bike Frederick, Bike Hoco. But beyond that, you know, we work really closely with folks like Rails to Trails. And then beyond that, we, you know, environmental groups like the Sierra Club and the League of Conservation Voters, and county and municipality groups like the Maryland Association of Counties, Maryland Municipal League, the American Heart Association, the Horizon Foundation, folks who are absolutely health focused. You know, AARP has been a huge supporter through, you know, Complete Streets and Vision Zero has been a big piece. So you know, this is an issue. I had a friend and ally from a group called Bike Law say, the fastest way to change the world is to ride a bike. And so I think that our coalition partners represent that, right? And so whether they're health, environment, you know, quality of life,
right,
we're all on the same page.
Covering all facets of this topic. One more facet that I would like to cover before we get into one very specific, at least, upcoming event involving bikes is the fact that, you know, I think some people who may be skeptical of this whole thing would say that, you know, we're talking a lot about the safety of cyclists and what we can do to make things easier for them, but I think most people, whether they're a pedestrian or a motorist, have encountered at least once in their life either a bicyclist who should have been behaving like a pedestrian who instead acted like a motorist, or one who should have been behaving like a motorist acting like a pedestrian. Right. You know, what do you have to say about cyclists themselves behaving in safe ways?
Right. No, and that's a great question. You know, I say this a fair amount because I encounter this question a lot. There is roughly the same amount of people on a bike who are jerks as there are people behind the wheel of a car who are jerks. I mean, it's just, there is, right? It's roughly the same amount. The difference is when I'm on two wheels and I'm a jerk, the odds that I'm going to seriously hurt or kill someone is negligible. And if I'm a jerk behind the wheel of a car, that goes up exponentially.
Right.
And so from protecting the overall safety and health and well-being of people, the way to do that statistically is to focus entirely on how safe we are as drivers and how aware we are as drivers and how fast we're going, and how, you know, that there have been billions of dollars put into making me safe when I'm in my car. And when I'm on a piece of metal as opposed to in a piece of metal, I am significantly more vulnerable. And so, well, you know, I do not in any way defend the person who's weaving through traffic, going, you know, going way faster than they should be on a bicycle, and being an overall jerk. But again, the worst that they're going to do is dent your car. The worst you're going to do when I'm being normal, but you don't see me because you're going too fast or you're not paying attention, you know, you can kill me. And so, I will defend that point. You know, again, it's all about safety and it's all about all of our well-being.
And believe it or not, this is a great segue into an event that's coming up in just under a week. If today's Mother's Day, then that means it'll be, I believe, this coming Friday, which is Bike to Work Day. Can you tell me a little bit about what sort of events are going on, or if there's anything more complicated than grabbing a bike and going to work?
Yeah, so that's a, if the Baltimore Metro Council does a pretty organized Bike to Work Day event. So if you go to, I believe it's biketoworkmd.com, then that's their page, and there is event. There is at least one event in every jurisdiction in the Baltimore the Baltimore metro area. So Harford County, down to Anne Arundel, Baltimore City, Howard County, mm-hmm. they all have big sort of gathering events where they'll, you know, you can, at the beginning of the day, you can just sort of bike in or even just drive in, preferably bike, obviously, right. You know, and talk to vendors and, you know, probably grab some coffee, mm-hmm. meet other folks. And it's really just a moment to say, like, this isn't as crazy as you might think. It's really not that hard.
Right.
And the more of us that do it, the more accessible it becomes. And I will say now that mm-hmm. With the sort of promulgation of e-bikes, which mm-hmm. are... which confuse a lot of people, but they're just like normal bicycles. You still have to pedal to make it move, but there is a motor on there that helps sort of get you along. So as long uh-huh. as you're pedaling, it'll boost you along. It's made a lot of commutes that were before unthinkable, or you at least are going to show up very sweaty, like totally possible.
Right. Yeah.
So if you go to biketoworkmd.com, mm-hmm. You can find out the events that are happening right by you, and come on by.
So, unfortunately, we're just about out of time, but we've covered a lot, whether that be bike safety, bike advocacy, Bike to Work Day. If anybody would like to find out any more information about the work that you and Bike Maryland do, what are some of the best ways to get in contact?
Well, certainly if you go to bikemaryland.org, you will get all of the access to everything that has all of our upcoming events, our upcoming mm-hmm. ride, Larry's Ride, which is coming up, which is our big ride, or bikes to beer, bike and beers if you're more into that kind of ride,
uh-huh.
And then obviously you can you go ahead and email me directly at joshua@bikemd.org, and I will let you in on anything and everything that you want to be involved in.
All right, Josh, thank you so much for coming in.
All right, thanks a lot.
I'm Nathan Scott, and you've been listening to Sunday Morning. I've been speaking with Joshua Feldmark, the executive director of Bike Maryland. If you would like to find out more about that organization, you can visit BikeMaryland and spell that out, .org, or you can go find out more about Bike to Work Day at biketoworkmd.com. Again, that's just 5 days from today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and until next time, have a great day.